John Molander was inspired to come out of retirement by his sister, who's an emergency room doctor and who told him of the urgent need.
So I took that as my impetus to get started on this. And I started down a pathway, some things I learned during my P&G days, that there are very few problems that we face in life that we're the very first people to deal with it. So one of my first things is always to read and find out who else has tried to solve this problem before.
By reading medical journals, he did discover a ventilator design in Wales that the government had paid researchers to develop, which could be easily scaled if there was ever a pandemic. It had some usable ideas, like a pneumatic cylinder, but lacked ways to adjust the air and volume, and there was nothing to monitor the patient. While Molander was mulling this over, it turns out his former P&G office mate, Art Kohler, was also thinking about creating a ventilator.
I was actually in Portland, Oregon, with my wife and visiting our my father-in-law, and reading about the coming onslaught of the coronavirus, and also reading about how about 10 years ago, there were a number of designs developed for stockpile provision. And that was done really because of earlier versions of SARS, bird flu, et cetera.
Kohler stumbled across the same design from Wales and eventually teamed up with Molander to form Ventinow. They quickly assembled a team of P&G, UC, and Los Alamos scientists, as well as attorneys, respiratory therapists, and FDA experts. What makes their ventilator different from the dozens of others being created? Its simplicity and portability. The 12 by 12 by 8-inch stainless steel box automatically inflates a football-shaped bag to provide air to the patient who is wearing a mask. This bag-valve-mask concept is similar to the kind of ventilator used in an ambulance. Kohler says it's maintainable, supportable, and intuitively used.
In fact, when talking through video conference with doctors in three hospitals in Tanzania simultaneously, I described it as if you can maintain a carburetor on a 1960s automobile, then you can maintain this product.
The machine uses the pneumatic system to automatically inflate the bag. This week, a Blue Ash company is making the first 20. Molander says more are in the pipeline to go where there's a need.
And we have a significant donation from here in Cincinnati to go and fabricate 50 more to go to Brazil.
Ventinow is working with P&G and others to provide the ventilators to countries that need them for free. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.